Hello, everybody, and welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we talk about your favorite animes. I'm here with my good buddy, Aaron Torres. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty swell. I should be asking you, how are you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm a bit tired right now, but, you know, I'm doing good. So, this anime that we're going to be doing is Inferno Cop.
Oh, yes, the anime classic Inferno Cop.
Yeah, the instant classic, I would say.
Oh, my goodness.
So this was the first time I've seen it, and this is, what, your second time seeing it?
This was my third or fourth time. Every time I recommend it to somebody, I always watch it. It's such a... We just killed it in under an hour, so it's like easy to sit down and watch it all.
Yeah, we would have watched it faster if we didn't have any buffering problems or anything.
No.
I feel like Crunchyroll has some buffering problems sometimes.
Oh, especially on the PS4. Mm. But we got through it.
Yeah, we got through it just fine. So, Inferno Cop is a action, satire, crime fiction, whatever you want to call it, anime. And, there's 13 episodes. They're about 3 minutes each.
Exactly. Easy. So if you cut out the ending song, they're about 2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah. So it was directed by Akira Amemiya? And I couldn't find any info on
that. I know, yeah.
But the other person directed it is Hiroyuki Imaishi?
Yeah, Imaishi.
And he's kind of like known for a lot of good anime, like Gurren Lagann, Kill la Kill, Cop,
Inferno Cop,
Ninja Slayer, Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly. He's also known for Space Patrol Lolico, which is another great
Neo Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, he's a industry vet, and he's had a lot of hands in a lot of great cookie jars.
Yeah. And some of those weren't just him directing. He did other things. He was like for Neon Genesis Evangelion, he was the key animator. And for like Fooly Cooly, he was the animation director.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Many hats. He's
pretty well-rounded guy.
Yeah.
And
he is, well, before we jump into it, it was produced by Trigger.
Yeah.
And he's basically the head of Trigger. He's the main director, even like one of the co-founders of the company.
So you want to go with the synopsis?
Oh my goodness. So the web series centers around the adventures of Inferno Cop, a police officer with a flaming head who seeks revenge after his family was murdered by the Southern Cross, a shady Illuminati-like organization that attempts to control the world and its various monsters and thugs. Inferno Cop dispenses ruthless justice on all lawbreakers he can find in Jackknife Edge Town.
Generally, the greatest town ever.
Exactly. Generally by blowing them up, shooting them dead, or both. Inferno Cop rapidly goes from one ridiculous incident to another, including finding a newborn baby traveling through time, bending off the zombie apocalypse, turning into a car for several episodes, and killing a mummy, and becoming the new pharaoh after mishearing his sidekick's dying words. He ultimately tries to halt Southern Cross's attempts to bring about the end of the world with Inferno Cop as the key. So, this anime is
fantastic.
Crazy. It's fantastic, it's crazy, it's everything. Who's this made for, Jay?
I would say anybody could watch this. Well, maybe not anybody, but I think...
I think anime fans.
Yeah, anime. I think...
Like, if you're a fan of any kind of anime, like, a lot of this is like it's satire.
Yeah, this is something that I would see, that I could picture as on Adult Swim or something like that.
Yeah, that's like a William Street show almost.
So I think that's a very broad consumer base, I think.
Yeah.
I think it could appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, this is like, you either get it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it, it's gold.
Yeah. All right. So you want to talk about favorite characters? Or do you want to talk about least favorite characters first?
Oh my goodness, talk about favorite characters.
Okay.
So the unsung hero of this anime is probably Mecha Cop.
Oh yeah, Mecha Cop is pretty hilarious.
Mecha Cop is like usually plays the straight man mm-hmm. in the 3 or 4 episodes that he's in, and he's just hilarious. especially at the end when him and his
his great aunt or something great aunt,
yeah rides in at the end to save him.
Yeah.
Hellfire Boy. This is his origin and his death.
His origin was freaking hilarious.
Oh my god. Let's just go home and play Dreamcast. And
I know, right?
Oh, man.
His
Velcro shoes. Oh my goodness. Who's your favorite character?
Well, I think Hellfire Boy might be my favorite character. I don't know. He just, like, sacrifices himself for no reason. Well, he had a reason, and then it
turned out to be no reason at all.
Turned to be no reason.
Oh, my goodness.
The baby at, like, the second episode.
The second episode baby. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and the nurse.
Oh,
my. The nurse is another one of my favorites.
Oh, man. I feel like we're not explaining this anime with justice. If you haven't seen it,
this is something that you'd have to watch.
It's ridiculous how the basic origin of the anime was. Studio Trigger had a bunch of money, not a bunch of money, but a little money left over after producing Kill la Kill or during Kill la Kill, and it wasn't enough money to put back in to make a difference. And so Trigger was contracted by this other company to make it, and as a production rule, they were only set aside 1 hour a day, or what's 1 hour a week to make this anime, and you can see it right away, only an hour of work, uh-huh. And the low budget, the least amount of animation that you can get away with, the most of the voice acting in the anime is done by people who they had in the studio at the time.
Which makes it even more awesome than it.
The effects are super chintzy. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can go into that when we're talking about art and cinematography.
Who's your least favorite character?
I think if I had to choose one, it would be the FBI. They don't really do anything.
Who does anything in this anime besides Inferno Cop? What's his name? Mr. Judge.
Oh, Mr. Judge.
Mr. Judge is so stupid.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't he grow like another like thing on his head? Did he have
that? Yeah, he had a scale. No, he didn't have it before, but it was a scale.
Yeah, he had a scale. Something on his head.
Oh my god.
All right, do you want to talk about art?
Yeah, let's talk about...
Okay, well, let's talk about art first.
All right, character designs are...
I think they're top-notch.
They're really good. If it was decently animated, it would be really awesome.
It would be. This is like a DC Marvel-looking comic characters.
Oh, yeah, especially with... Like, all the side characters, they look like 50s... 50s, 60s comic book characters.
Yeah.
Except for Inferno Cop, he looks like a modern day anime.
Oh, yeah.
Character. All the villains, whatever, super look like villains you'd see in like a Stan Lee, Jack Kirby comic.
Mm-hmm.
Mecha Cop looks.
But it's kind of like in an exaggerated way.
Oh, yeah.
Like these guys have like all of them. Well, most of the people in this anime have scars on their head. It's the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy. They
recycle a lot of the characters.
Oh my goodness. But one of my favorite things is that we were talking about the nurse earlier.
Uh-huh.
And the nurse is in a sitting down position. And every time you see that character model, it's always in the sitting down position. It never changes.
Whether she's a zombie or driving that detachable train in the race or whatever it was.
Or when she was getting kidnapped by the FBI. Oh, man, I can't say a lot of love was put in this, because not a lot of effort was... I don't even want to even say that. Not a lot of effort was put into it. For how much time they had with it, they did a...
I think they did a good job for what they had. Or for how much budget they had and how much time they had. I think they did a fantastic job.
I just like how they were like... It wasn't even because they were on crunch time. It was just like, oh, that's something fun.
Here. Yeah, just something fun to do.
Yeah, a little pet project. Hour. Yeah.
Okay, what about cinematography?
Oh, talk about cinematography. The shots. There. Oh, my goodness. Can you say the cinematography in here?
I don't know. There's like, I think my favorite cinematography part that I've seen is when... He's about to fight Pharaoh, and he just keeps moving back and forth. I think that's my favorite part.
Or when he shoots the baby, the Southern Cross baby, and the bullet bounces off the baby, bounces off of him.
Oh, yeah.
Explodes the baby.
Oh, like, the explosions are really good.
The fire off of Infernal Cop's head is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. And on Hellfire Boy, that little... He looked like little a wick. Like, little wick on his
head. Oh, my God. That and the Mecha Cop's. Like I said, his design is really cool.
Yeah. And the gun coming out of Claudia's pregnant stomach. Belly.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty cool.
This anime's crazy. I don't know. I don't even know how to grasp what I've seen this like 5 times and I still can't grasp what the hell I just watched after it. It's basically like an anime shitpost.
Yeah,
that's the best way I can describe it.
Alright, so what about your least favorite episode?
So my least favorite episode, that's a toughie.
Yeah, cause they're all top notch,
they're all really good. Probably the first part of the Southern Cross at the end, so like the episode number 10, because that's just a lot of exposition before the final fight happens. That's the one I was like, oh, I got up to go to the bathroom and get water and stuff because I knew it's not that it was okay episode.
I think for me, I would have to choose the episode after the race where he just goes on a trip to Egypt and just buys bread. Pharaoh. I think he just buys bread, and that's the end of the episode, I think.
Oh, my God. The bread that looks like Hellfire Boy?
Yeah, he puts the mask on it. Even if that's, like, my least favorite, that's still a great episode.
That's what I'm saying.
Just for that part alone of him putting the mask on the bread.
No, he didn't put the mask on the bread.
Oh, he put turned
it over, and it was already on it.
Really?
That's why I said it looked like Hellfire
Boy. Oh, man, I missed that cinematography.
You blinked and you missed it.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. So what was your favorite?
When he goes back in time and the dinosaurs.
Oh, my gosh. Just the ridiculous names for
all the dinosaurs. He's going like super deep into scientific.
like they looked up like these dinosaurs beforehand and tried to give them a deep backstory.
Yeah. I think they only talked deep in for the first dinosaur. The
first dinosaur.
But all the other ones had, like, super complicated names.
Oh, my goodness. I think...
And then the gnomes, or whatever they
are. Oh, the Ewoks? Oh, my God. I just love the fact that us talking about our favorite in these three episodes, you could have watched them by now.
Yeah. It's definitely. Just, you could have.
Just how bite-sized and digestible this anime is.
Yeah, just... If you listened to this whole podcast, that's enough time to watch this whole series.
Yeah, basically.
Sure. Yeah.
Basically. I mean, we'll probably even have time left over, because it's just... So I think my favorite episode is probably the second episode with the baby.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Oh, just... I described
it. I was going to choose that one as my favorite, but I wanted to watch the rest of the series.
Oh, my God. I explained the gimmick of that episode of him drowning in the... Or starting to drown inside of
the water.
The water, which was
like the
her water breaking. Pregnant woman's water breaking, and he was...
And the baby comes out, and he's, like, drowning in the water.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. that episode. And then, probably the race...
Yeah, the races.
The American Grand Prix race with Hellfire Boy sacrificing his body for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just to add more fuel. Just and then he ends up losing anyway.
Yeah, he ends up getting smoked at the end anyway. And then but Inferno Cup still wins the $1 million, coming in second place. Million yen. Coming in second place. Oh man. Great episode, man. There's no
bad episode. There's no
bad episodes in there. What do we got next? We got
Music.
The themes are really good.
I don't recall any music in the actual anime. It's too short.
It was really to digest. The opening song and ending song are the same song, and they're both in German, which is super cool
and kind of random. But it fits.
So since we're kind of running out of topics, we still got a bunch of time. What was like your favorite part?
Favorite part?
Yeah.
I would have to say just the ridiculous names that he was of the dinosaurs that he was saying.
I really love the advertisements in there.
Oh yeah, the advertisements are really funny.
The advertisements they inserted advertisements for the original soundtrack, which is only probably the theme song.
Yeah,
and it's like 14 minutes long.
Yeah, and they and the final episode. The end credits?
Yeah.
The end credits are longer than the actual episode, I think.
Yeah, they were like 10 minute ending credits. And it was like just a total troll job on their part.
Yeah.
And then we actually looked up, which is sad, we looked up the shirts they showed off. And they're really cool, but they don't sell them anymore. So
yeah,
hopefully we can find, I don't know, maybe prints. Because some of those shirts did look...
Yeah, probably on eBay we could find them.
They look pretty... neat shirts. Yeah,
and the ones that we saw in the advertisements on the anime weren't on Studio Trigger's website. They had like a black shirt.
But they didn't even have, you could even buy that one.
Yeah,
so.
You could even buy that one.
Yeah, that's super unfortunate.
Yeah. So what about accessibility?
Oh, you can, it's a web series, so you can probably just catch it on
Crunchyroll. We
watched it on Crunchyroll. But you can probably find them on YouTube.
Yeah, probably.
My guess is they probably don't care where it's hosted.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it's just out there to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I can't wait for season 2. It's coming soon.
Yeah. So, and I hope we get to see that Donald Trump episode.
Oh, my goodness. So, for those who don't know, there is this episode that Trigger shows at conventions. And it's about Inferno Cop fighting Donald Trump. And Inferno Cop losing to Donald Trump's hair. And right before Trump deports Inferno Cop, a bunch of Studio Trigger American characters come and sing about the greatness of America. And as Trump is babbling incoherently to himself. And this... After this, I'm going to go try to look up and see if I can find this episode.
Yeah. It
seems like...
a must watch.
Yeah, it'll be a blast. So, watch? You giving it a watch?
I'm giving it a watch.
I'm giving it a hard watch.
Yeah.
If I had to give it a number...
I would give it a 9.
It's like a... 8-9. It's like an 8 to a 9 to me.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's a high recommend from Anime Cherry Bomb.
I know. Oh my goodness. If you love anime and you can get... and you have a weird sense of humor, it's for you. It's great.
If you've ever seen like C-Lab 2021...
Oh, bait.
Something like... It's the same type of animation.
Oh, I guess so. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
It's like the same amount... Yeah, I guess so. I love C-Lab.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, you want to know what the next anime is going to be that I've chosen?
Before we go there, okay. What would you change about the anime? I forgot. Let's see. What would you change? I know one thing I would change. I'd put... I don't know. I don't know if putting more budget into it would make it better.
No, I don't think... I think that would take away.
That's what I'm saying.
I would like more episodes.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
For more episodes. But other than that, I don't know how you would keep it weird.
Yeah.
I really hope when season 2 comes out, because they try to do it again. Mm-hmm. They try to do it again with Ninja Slayer, and it didn't work. So that's what I'm afraid of, that it's not going to be as good, and I'm just going to be disappointed in it.
Okay.
But fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed they only have a small budget and they have to work on it
at their
house on their own hours.
Well, or hopefully lightning can strike twice in the same place, you know? I feel like that's what Infernal Cop was. It was lightning striking.
Yeah. It was like the right place at the right time.
Exactly. Or like lightning getting caught in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they can pull it through.
Alright. Alright, Aaron. Do you wanna guess what I picked?
Well, I tried guessing and I didn't get it yesterday.
I'm going to give you more hints, or yeah, do you just want me to tell you?
Yeah, let me know.
Okay. So I picked Welcome to the Ballroom.
Ooh, okay.
I picked it just because the animation looks really interesting to me. Like, the characters look a little lanky, kind of like One Piece.
Yeah.
And I think the story sounds interesting. It's about like a kid with no direction stumbles upon the dance studio or dance competitions or something.
Well, I don't know if there was a big... I guess it's not really big because it's been happening for a while where, like, non-traditional sports have been getting anime.
Mm.
So, Welcome to the Ballroom was one. It probably got made because Yuri on Ice got really big. I don't know if you've ever even seen or heard of Yuri on Ice.
I've heard of it, yeah.
So, we might do that one eventually, but... Yeah, Welcome to the Ballroom, I heard it was really good, so I'm actually kind of excited to see it. It's out of my wheelhouse, like, one, it's a sports anime, two, it's like an alternative sports anime.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited to see how this one turns out.
Okay. So, and if you want to watch along with us, this is an Amazon Prime.
Oh, exclusive.
Exclusive.
Well, now you don't need Anime Strike, so
yeah,
if you have a Prime account...
Yeah.
Which
most people do nowadays.
Yeah. With that being said.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. If you like us, leave a like, leave a comment, follow us.
What's your favorite Infernal Cup episode?
Yeah, and tell us why it was the time that they went back in time.
Tell us why you hate Infernal Cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll go and argue with you and tell you that you're dead wrong.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next podcast.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.